Rugby is often played in the wealthy areas outside of Zimbabwe's major cities. Now, the sport has moved into poor areas, where young women are playing to escape from poverty and early marriage. Organizers of the rugby clubs say playing rugby will not ease their economic struggles, but they hope it can provide a place for young women to go instead of spending time in the streets. Zimbabwe's economy is weak. There are fewer jobs than before, and the value of Zimbabwean money is falling fast. The area of Don Bashava is only 27 kilometers from Harare, the capital city. It is a center for the transportation of farm produce, like vegetables and fruit. But the area is also a center for sex work, where young girls would make as little as $2. Takudzwa Nigirazi coaches the all-female Zimbiru Academy Rugby Club in Don Bashava. He said he wanted the girls to stay away from the streets. Caroline Macari is the 46-year-old team manager. She said if the girls are training 4 days a week and they have a game on Saturday, it gives them very little time to think about anything else. 20-year-old Bridget Magazu is one of the players on the Zimbiru team. Most of the young women are from poor families. Many had never touched a rugby ball a few years ago. Now Zimbiru is part of a 15-team league. Magazu spoke with reporters from Reuters during practice at the Zimbiru Primary School in Don Bashava. "Rugby has changed my life because I spend most of my time at the ground. This protects me from other social ills, like drugs and substance abuse," she said. Their training sessions include running, passing, and fighting for the ball, called a scrum. Since there is little to no financial support for the teams, all of this is done on a limited budget. The girls eat sugarcane for quick energy during training. Sometimes during our games, we go with no food. Funding bus fares is also hard for us, Nigirazi said. 4 of Zimbiru's players have made it to Zimbabwe's under-20 and under-18 teams. I'm Faith Perlow.